little fund where we were dealing with Ebenezer and then we moved back to the cross between Kosher Mishpat and Ebenezer. And also, yes, I wish lots of love to you. Who am here at Mishin Sarasti and Nasti in Safa Sadeu? Who am here wrote to Eva Ashlo, Eva Sif, Hayanekti, Nekatos, Aram Ami of Rabbi Lazar, Omer, and Yeshua, Omer, Piano Kayim, Aray, the Professor Suula, Ashlo, the Aray, Sukhato, Ashlo, Shavi, Raya, Israel. The mission over here is dealing with the question of Suva, but here we have the Isha typing up. And up to now, the Isha has been the silent partner. We don't know exactly what she said. We pointed out that we'll leave her ta'anot, we'll get to this mission, we got the mission. So now we have to deal with her ta'anot as well. And Rashi points out in the Mishnah, Pachalka Daita, Yisubari Vishema Bar Yadi, that it appears my focus, Megmara, is solving my focus in Bari Vishema. So today we're trying to deal with the concept of Bari Vishema. In terms of its permutations, the Bari with the Tzira of the Migo, the Bari with the Tzira of the Chazak, I think we'll hold that till for next time. We'll try and get down the Yisodot of Bari Vishema. Before we deal with the Yisodot of Bari Vishema, there's just a side in him that we could have really dealt with at any one of a number of times. We dealt with the question of whether Tzuvah is Daraisa, Tzuvah is Rabbana, at length. But we never dealt with the question directly as to at what point in the marriage process the Tzuvah comes to fore. In other words, we have two stages, we have Erusin and we have Nisuin. Mm-hmm. Which of those two stages do we find, assuming that Tzuvah is Rabbana, do we find the Takana of Tzuvah, Kamalar HaTzuvah? The Asnachta or the Doraisa, is this on the level of Erusin or is this on the level of Nisuin? Clearly, the Gemara later on speaks about the fact that Tosefes Tzuva is something which comes about due to Chivas Bia, and therefore that comes in with the Nisuin. But the question is, what about the Iker Tzuva? And again, the fact that a person can write a Tzuva to his wife at any point. We're not talking about that far. You can write a ksuva to your girlfriend. Your ksuva is an akana. You can write a ksuva to anyone you want. Our question is, when is the sakana of ksuva come in? Why is it raised over here? Because she's claiming mishanit arasti ne'enasti, that I became a ba'ula between the kedushin and the nisuin, v'nistachva sadeh, and therefore you still owe me matayim zuz. The question is just a minute, what do you mean you still owe me matayim zuz? If the tzuva, tziv, only comes about b'shas nisuin, she was already a bu'ula. So why does he owe her matayim zuz? Even l'shitata. If we're going to say that the tzuva comes about b'shas erusin, so then we have over here a din of nistachva sadeh. He was chayef to her matayim b'shas erusin, and now post erusin, we have over here that she became a bu'ula, nistachva sadeh. But if the ksuva comes about the shas nisuin, it happens to speak over here about the nistachva sadeh. So Tosfos Rid was bothered by this. It's the first Tosfos Rid on the Mishnah. So let's see what he has to say. Tosfos Rid points out, Mikan Mucha. Right, Mikan Mucha. You're forced into a corner. Shiesh ksuva la'arisa. We have to say that when Chazal was attacking a ksuva, they were attacking it already for an arusa. And therefore, when we speak about the ksuva of a basula being masayim, that's mishas erusin. And therefore, in our situation, mishum hachi ka'amralei hachi. Therefore, there's a time of the mikodem shenivala haya meshubadla. He ordered 200 from the erusin. Because it's tachva sadeh. Because what's the other alternative? I amris ain't suvala arusa ashiyat nisa. Results far nivala kodem nisuin. Adarava. Omer habalishin is tachva sadeh. You started the sulaya. Ube esa nisuin buula hais. Elavada kai mahubishim diesh suvala arusa. Omishim erisin. This chayeva. Now, it's also this really points out that our Mishnah is a proof, not enough, is a proof that a woman gets a tzuvah, that when they were attacking tzuvah to a woman, they were attacking already, Nish'as Erusin. Okay. The problem is that not all Rishonim hold that way. I sent you to the Rambam. The Rambam, when he gives that list in the beginning of Perek Yudeis of the mutual chiyuvim between a husband and a wife, so you have 10 chiyuvim of a husband to his wife. So he speaks about kishenosei isha. Those are chiyuvim that enter kind of nisuin. Bein besula, bein beula, bein gedola, bein ketana, etc. Yizkayev ha'asara dvarim, and yizkev ha'arba dvarim. And those asara dvarim include the tnai beisken of the tzuva. Echam and ikar tzuva, then we have a tnai tzuva, lakosu, lefnosa, v'chulei, all those enter in at nisuin. That's what the Rambam paskens. And he takes it for granted in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. I should start a little earlier. Halacha Yud Hanosei es Hanosei es Hadesuva Masayim V'Toam L'Matzasiyah Besuva. Right, we're doing over here Hanosei es Hadesuva that the Suva of a Besuva Tamed Nisuv should be Matayim. And yet the Rambam brings to our sugya, Amra he emet amar, lo metzani besula, and yud alef, vi ish bo alai bo ones, akash nisarasti, lo harezo ne emenet, uksubasa masayin kamosha hayasa. What's going on over here? And it's the chora, we have a Rambam says with Eirish, in Perek Yudbeis, and also back in Perek Yud, that the ksuva only comes about mishas nisuin. Hamaaris as the Yisraim says back in Perek Yud Alfi Yud Aleph, the kasev la ksuva, if he decides on his own to write a ksuva, so the ksuva is valid. It doesn't create nisuin, the ksuva is valid. However, he says black and white, v'afilu ikar lo tikno ikar ksuva ashishi nasei o ashi yukto. So while we bring our Mishnah kipshuta, even though he doesn't agree with the hanacha of the Tosfos root. Okay, so we have a question on the Rambam. The Torah Tosfos Rid makes a lot of sense that the Mishnah is assuming that if we speak about Nistachba Sadehu, he was already Chayev Matayim Bishas Eirusin. And the Rambam Paskin is the only Chayev Matayim Bishas Nisuin, unless you go ahead and write the Tzuva on your own. And what do we do with our Mishnah according to the Rambam? So there are basically two approaches that I'm aware of in the Achronim. One is the approach of the Drush Machidush, of Rabbi Kiva Eger, who sets up Rambam as a Rukimta. Even though the Rambam disagrees the Karon with the Tosfos Rid, but we saw the Rambam can set up a Rukimta, that he can write a Ratsuva. So this Mishnah is only a situation where he wrote her Ratsuva as an Arusa. And if he wrote her Ratsuva as an Arusa, then she could claim his Kapha Sadeh. And that option exists even according to the Rambam. It's not a Bezdin, like according to the Tosfos Rid. However, it's an option. So, ukimto anyone can set up, but of course, setting up ukimto in the Rambam is very, very problematic. Because an ha'ikar costs him an ha'sefer. Yes?
Does that mean if
you don't write a ksuva, you don't want to get into this problem with ksuva? Yeah. Well, but if you don't write a ksuva, the ksuva comes automatically via an ha'sefer the moment you get married.
But I'm saying in terms of this kind of Tisha's time,
It could be. Yeah, I mean, that person thinking in that Kashidanud, usually that occurs in second marriages than the first marriages, but could be that, you know, there would be plenty. But Lamaisa, that's one option. But if you don't want to take that option, if you don't want to take the option of an Ukimta, what could you say to the Rambam? How could you square the circle? They finally got married. And then they got married, and he finds that she's a Bahula. And she says, you're right, I'm a Bahula, that a week ago I was an Anessa.
So somebody got married, but there was a Bahula with it.
From when?
From the second they got married. So they had they got married from the second marriage. Either from the football or from the football, whatever, so let's say, second they had the year.
But where's the Nistafa Sadehu?
That was earlier, but it was sharper.
What are we talking about over here? What's this time? What is it we're coming to be telling? Mekach Tolos. Okay, so we tried to give rules for Mekach Tolos. Mekach Tolos doesn't mean we gave an example that if you buy a Cadillac and the antenna doesn't rise on its own, you can claim Nekach Tolos. That's not enough of Nekach Tolos. Nekach Tolos is a question of a parity between expectations and reality. And if the person had expectations that were unreal, then we override Nekach Tolos. We saw that by King Sarisha. You can override Nekach Tolos with questions of expectations. What over here could we bring in that would override the concept perhaps of Nekach Tolos? Enough enough. He's only chayav the tzuva from the Nisuin. Enough enough. However, and at the time of Nisuin, enough enough if she was not a besuga. But Becholzo, he can only claim Nekach Tolos if she was Be'uga before the Erusin. Mashenken, if she was Be'uga post Erusin, he can only claim Nekach Tolos. Why should that be? Let me read you a little section from the Or Tzemeach. Alatar, the Or Tzemeach was concerned with this matter. So this is for us. He brings that we have a concept of ones, that had she been a neset before the erusin, somebody had not told him, he could have claimed Nekach Tolos. Similarly, had there been a mum before the erusin, he could have claimed Nekach Tolos. However, he wants to compare the neset post erusin to a mum post erusin. Ubecholzot imishin is arsa neinsa einza Nekach Tolos. Dal hamumin v'ha'onsin ha'bitavim kishehi tachat rishuto lo kofid inish v'have nekach tolos v'kevon v'ishtohi tu lo kofid v'batel ha'nisuin kevon sh'nistachlo sadehu u'mazor ha'goram ma'ta'ase ken yirelu. I'll read it again. Al hamumin v'ha'onsin ha'bitavim kishehi tachat rishuto lo kofid inish v'have nekach tolos. The kevon the ishtohi tuvo kofid levatel hanisuin kevon shenistachlo sadehu umazal agaram mata aser ken yirelu. I mean, what over here is the criteria? What is the we're dealing over here? He's using the terminology of nekach tolos of kpeda. That nekach tolos is totally an din of kpeda. And once he marries her, everyone agrees that erusin is marriage. It's not a machlokes as to whether she's an Eishes Ish or not, whether she's an Eishes Ish. So the question is, at this point, where she's already his wife, because she was an Eneset, he can be mevatel the nisuin. And so, say, you know, what kind of person is this? I mean, you know, what kind of horrible individual is this? You know, it's Zofosof Matase. In other words, it was not his her fault at all. She was an Eneset. This is called Nistakva Sadeh. This is Nistakva Sadeyu in the world. His wife was Neneset. His wife, all of a sudden, was in an accident and Shalom Satan lost an arm. Right? So it's a moon. So it's true. Had she been one armed before the Erusin and no one ever bothered to tell him that she had one arm or she had one leg, that she was blind, etc. So if you claim that comes tell us, that's the decision I want to make, whether I want my wife to have two arms or one arm, two legs or one leg, blind or not blind. That's a decision I should make. But if after the erusin she became blind, so then I say, you know, he's married to her already. He's going to say, Nekach Tolos, had I known you become blind, I would have gotten married to you. I mean, that's crazy, right? So therefore, it's not a Nekach Tolos in terms of love. So it's also not a Nekach Tolos in terms of the suit. Namely, Nekach Tolos over here can apply, I wouldn't have married you, but the marriage took place before. It's true that Ksuva only comes in. The chiyuv of matayim comes in only b'shas nisuin, but whether it's a nekach tolos or not, that's whether the marriage should exist or shouldn't exist.
But at least it should go down to 100 the ksuva.
Why?
Because even if it's not a nekach tolos, but she's coming in as a be'ula.
No, she came in into the marriage. All that he can expect is that she'll come into the marriage as a besula. Otherwise, it's a nekach tolos. But she came into the marriage, think in terms of woman. She came into the marriage with two arms, two legs, totally healthy. And then, in other words, there was an accident after they were married. So So he's going to claim Nekach Tos. He can't claim Nekach Tos. He has to stop the Sachas today. As we're saying over here also, we have to view this as a mum. And this is a mum post Eishes Ish. Post your time of Eishes Ish, we wouldn't say that. But these are. Yeah, okay, it doesn't really anything new. It says Abakashia Rusasa, Koshala Bugarsha came because of Roseha Asur, Nafikola the Ishtahu, Tulo Kotu the Vaka Vakupa, Velo Haka Kupa the Toas, Koshikin Kant, and then Saboda Rusa, no the Bahumin, the Vakupa, Velo Haka Kupa the Toas. Okay, in any case, the two don't have to be linked. Over here, the Tosas Reed made a linkage between the chiyuv hatzuva and the concept of nekach tolos. Masha'en came, what the Orson F is saying is that lechora nekach tolos is not totally in the moment of chiyuv hatzuva, it's totally in the moment of ishus, because we're dealing with the world of pega, and this isn't something that someone could be makpid on, even mabatel the nisuin, post ishus, even pre chupa, but post ishus. However, the Orson F is likely honest enough to say that he found another Rishon, an early Rishon, who agrees with the Tosfos Reed, that in Sanhedrin, on the Yudah Amud Aleph, those who were in Sanhedrin, I think next week he was going to Sanhedrin, there's a sugya over there of Karma Yudhirabhine, and it points out Karma Yudhirabhine is only when you have a situation of Mammon and Misa to the same individual. If you have Mammon Lazer and Fashas Lazer, then you have Rogim and Mishalman. If the person to whom you hired money is not the same person for whom you are hired Misa, then you're hired Misa because of party A, and you're hired Mammon because of party B, that's not even a Karma Yudhirabhine. So one of the examples is where someone claimed that Vito, or it's a Ploni brought on Na'arahamu Rasa, but we don't know, or simply that they were made about someone that he was brought on Na'arahamu Rasa, but they didn't know who the Na'arah was, just know that she had a wedding ring, but didn't know who he was. So in that situation, if who's moved, Neheragin, the English on the moment, because we have no idea who was this Aram Rasa, but he says, Ploni Ba al Na'ara Hamurasa, who was Ploni's Paskolis, he was a Ploni, but who's Neheragim? Neheragim because they wanted to kill Ploni, for being Ba al Na'ara Hamurasa, and Mishalman Mamon to the woman. Why Mishalman Mamon to the woman? So the Rabbi Yochanan sets it up as an Ukimta as follows. Abel Ime Yidu al Vito Shofloni Shemivala Ba'ones, Vahuzmu. Neheragim al haboel umishalmin mamon la naara ki beedusan cheniva loha yumafsidin ksuvas besula mi ba'ala. In other words, that we're talking about over here naara hamurasa. Naara hamurasa was neeneset by this pony, and they're saying that she would have lost the ksuva. I we don't know here, it's post erusin. So why should you lose the ksuva? This is post erusin. That the ksuva comes about with nisuin, the ksuva comes about with nisuin. Then, if she was Neheneset the Erisid, so when the Kiyuv of Suva came about, she was no longer a Besula. She was a Bu'ula. So then, Nafsidin Suva's Besula, Mi Ba'alaraha. Okay, so we have that the Rabbi Yochanan assumes that, like the Rambam, that Suva comes about Mi Yisui, not Mishas Erisid, but he follows through with the logic of the Tosfos Reed. That if the Suva comes about via Yisui, then if she was Nivala before the Nisuin, that's already Nekach Tolos. Okay, so the Rabbi Yochanan will take, well, Rabbi Yochanan will do it our sukkah, Mishnah Sarafi Ne'erach Nasti, maybe set it up like a Bishinta of Rabbi Kibayit, where he did write a Ksuva. But if he had it in the Ksuva, in Akinami, she would lose the money. Okay, but the Rambam, you don't have to necessarily put it that straight separate. Yes?
According to the words of with the Rambam, so at the time, I mean, they didn't write a ksuva until the time of the suing.
Yeah.
And they wrote a ksuva basulta, but she wasn't. No, saying, what?
So she wasn't. Fine, she wasn't. The question is, if she wasn't, is that a nekach tolos?
According to the Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam would say at that point, you write, even if, let's say he found out during Eris, he found out that his wife was not Nessus, so the Rambam would say she still gets 200?
She still gets 200. So that's 200, because the fact that she was a Besula B'Shas Erusin, that already is nothing in Nachayev. I mean, because again, we're doing over here with the question of whether it is a Mekaptos or it's not a Mekaptos. And that's not considered to be Mekaptos. Once taken on the Ishtohi, Lokot is Levatel HaMisuin. Yes?
In terms of the comparisons to the women, when someone marries a woman, she has two hands, so is that marked on the fact that maybe now she has one, so she can't do, she can't sew or something, she requires a man's work, but because she can still do a million other things that she could cook and clean, she could do that with one hand.
You should become a paraplegic. It's not, you know, it's irrelevant. Whatever happens. You can't do anything.
But the suing, there's only one purpose for a rent. There are many other aspects of the world, but the suing is specific. He's married.
So we're saying that the fact is he married a woman who, Bishas, well, I don't forget what he did with Mukasais, but he married a woman who was untouched by human hands, or with Bishas Erusin. For that he pays Makaya. That's the gather of the Suva that we're talking about. And what we're trying to do is to break the connection between the Zman of the Chiyuv Suva and as to whether we have over here a Mekach Talos or not. The Talos indeed makes such a connection. The Rabbi Nachmanel makes such a connection. They don't have necessarily make such a connection according to the Rambam. They think about it. That's it. It's a side in it. I don't want to spend most here just bringing it up because it's something we haven't yet discussed. And over here, this is the point at which the Rishonim refers to it. Okay. However, the main topic that I'd like to discuss with you is this din of Bari Vishal. Ishma. Manali biyarka. Manali biyarka. Hala omer eni yodeya. Rav Yehuda v'rahuna amrikaya v'rahnachon v'rav yochanan amrei kapashor. Rahuna v'rav Yehuda amrikaya Bari Vishal Bari Yodin. Rav Nachon v'rav yochanan amrei kapashor. Uki mamona v'ches kasmari. No, on whom is the burden of the proof? Whose shita do we have to explain? Do we have to explain why Bari Hashemah should be Chaya, or do we have to explain why Bari Hashemah should be Potter? Exactly. We have a problem, Amartin and Chabero, Olav Haraya. And that's exactly what Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan are saying. Uki Mamona Bacheskas Mare. We have a rule in the world of Mamonos, Amotsi. You want to be Motsi, Olav Haraya. And the Torah over here, we have no raya. We have no raya. We have a taina. We don't have a raya. Even had this taina been said by a third party, let's say an aid would have come and said this taina. Via an aid effort, we're not going to be motzi mamon via an aid effort. Kalvachomer b'menosha kalvachomer, the taina said by a baldava. That's not a raya. Aidus is a raya. Taina's not rayos. So we don't have a raya. So it goes against the rules. It goes against the rules. There's only one place, and this is pointed out, Tosfos says that there is no machlokes the Bari Vishem and Bari Yadid, and that's the situation where that our case is manavi biyad halomer in yodeya imil visani meyola avihil visani the in yodeya in praticha. That's a different world. In other words, if we both agree that there was a loan, and the question is only do I pay back or not, and the malve is Bari, you didn't pay back. And the lover says, I don't remember. Maybe I did pay back and I didn't pay back. Where everyone agrees. You can't be motzi mamon without a raya. So what do we have over here in the picture? Let's give you the two cases, please. Not a mother of a mitzah, but on Hodanu, we have a cheskas chiyuv. There we have a cheskas chiyuv. There, borrower that the cheskas chiyuv overrides the fact that we have to be motzi mamon. We know this person is chayav the money. Our situation is about things. Matidom, I should be chayav matana. Mekaptos. Matidom. Matidom, I owe you money. I mean, you never owe me money. I don't recall any loan. You don't recall the loan. Now we have a classic motzi, and you're correct. The burden of the proof is on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huna. So how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huna? What's the svara to say that Bari Vishema, Bari Adi? Off the top of your heads, do you see anything, you quote it anywhere? How do you? You know, just think to yourselves of the rule, right? That we have a situation of mano manuka wasafe. And we have a rule, a motzi
there you go. I love her right. And we have so now a situation, you have a party, so we have the time. We don't have a right yet. So what do we do with the rules? How does this kind of how do we deal with the rules? So I'll try and separate, I'm aware of 1, 2, 3, 4 ways my focus of learning of how to learn this. I was aware of 3 until last night, and that's not myself aware. One way is that really we have a raya. Really we have a raya. That's found in the Pnei Yoshua in our sukkah. Michael is from the Mocha. We know what's the halacha when we have a horror bar. What if I say one with the other? And you say lahada. What's the halacha? What do we do in such a situation?
Talking about the Muslim or?
What kind of shiur?
Chesed.
Shiur's chesed. And in Nido, right, if I say you owe me 100 and you say 50 years, 60 now, what do we do? I say, yeah, the shiur Nido writes it. Fine. Nido writes a one with the other halacha or any of there. It's fine. However, Rabban instituted the Shua Tessus. Why did Rabban institute the Shua Tessus? I mean, if neither writes it, the devil is on the hook. So why should Rabban institute the Shua Tessus? So the Gemara Shuas and the Bahamadeh is.
Because you
want
to say,
that's motivation. That's what it is. So you say, really, he owes everything. But he doesn't have the money, he's pushing him off. Here he says, Lahada. Now I want to explain the meaning of Shua Sessers. People just don't make up times. When I think we're showing, someone's just going to walk up to you in the street and say, you owe me $100. I think the Shia, you know, we have no reason to use this person, he's a Rasha, he's a Gazan. In other Tobeya Bogogo. That's a Chazaka. People are telling, can there be something behind it? On the other hand, when the fellow says, Lahadam, we have a separate rule. We have a Chazaka, in other Meir Bana, who's made by a Hobo. So we have over here, on one hand, ain't Adam Kobeya Bogolo. Are you with me? Ain't that would have come to you. So therefore, if you only had that, you pay the money. But we have a Chazaka, ain't Adam Eid Panam Ebal Hobo. So Rabban instituted the Shua Tessus. Rabban instituted the Shua Tessus. Namely, that, which is my son, that in a situation where we have a Bari in the Shema, so then, in the level of the Shema, we no longer have a Chazaka, any of the major part of Neva Al-Kobo. So then, we go back to our Chazaka, namely over here, we do have a right. We have a Chazaka, any of the Tobeya, Kobo, the people who are not Tobeya. So this woman, who's Tobah at Tuba, I mean, why assume that she's a Rishayit? Every person has a best Kaskashi, so any of them Tobeya, Kobo, they're following. And we have no contra of any of the negative parts made by Al-Hobo, then that already is considered to be a raya. So if you match what Yoshua says, now it's still here.
Is Chazak a
raya? Bari Vesema Bari Yadid. Hainu Gapra da Omer Mona Lidi Yadka, Vika Chazaka. Ain't Adam Tovea, Ella in Cain Yeshua. Vahmuti Yeshua, Vomaxakina. Kidam Rinan himself as Shuas and Yeshua Tesses. Ella the Hassan, Ika Kazaka Kenegda, and then the Mayis Panel, the Nebal Kova. Mashenk and Haka, Allah Toen, Shema.
Mishamachi hatoveya ne'eman, the mehefi teisi nafzikenu b'resha, over Russia. Okay, in other words, so one way of learning is that really we do have a raya. We have a chazaka. That's the raya that we're the motzi based on a chazaka. Just like we're motzi if you have a cheskas kiyum. Here we would be motzi if you have a chazaka and a tovea, as in Cain, Yeshua. That's one option.
The chazaka in our sugya is that she's a cheskas good?
No, not the cheskas good. The chazaka in our sugya is that she's tova. That she claims I was a basula. And if she claims she was a basula and magia la matayim, so that she wouldn't lie. That's why something she wouldn't stand lie. You have some other she has seen her. And he doesn't contradict her. He can't, in other words, so he doesn't contradict her. And so kind of read that she's telling, in other words, that there's reason to think she's telling the truth. That's Bari Bishama Bari Yod. Mana Vidy Yadka. How long any yoga? Yeah. Right. So Sam made it up. And we're, so you don't know, so pay. Yes?
So the reason why he didn't say simple like that is because he's a Shema.
Yeah. Had he been a Bari, had he said Lahadam, Manali Diyarcha Lahomer Lahadam. So then, on one hand, this fellow has a Chazakain of Tobey Yeshua, this fellow has a Chazakain of Meyishpam Nebarachova, so he has a stalemate. However, if we don't have a stalemate, so Bari Bishema, Bari Yagi. When we have a stalemate, then we have a Shuad Rabban. We don't have a stalemate, so then it's a huge mama. That's one way of learning. A different way of learning is that not to hit into the word, right? Yeah.
Rather
than
hidden to the word,
mosi. And that was found in the second of the testament days of the Beis Yaakov. He has the following statement. Well, see, I'm not going to give you these approaches just to give you a tour of Achronim, but just that there'll be nafkaminas, which approach we're going to take. Elavadai Dibori Vishem Alomahane, etc. In a certain situation, the Kavan the Muksav Eno Yodeya in Hamamon Hushelo, Vitovei Yodeya Dibori, Shayach Lomar, Bori Vishem Bori Adi. The Kavan the Ze and Al Yahola Hapsik Hamamon Akirim Safek, the Ze Mapsiko Dibori. What over here is undermined when we have Bori Vishema? The mukhzakus is undermined. I'm holding on to money. The husband's holding on to money. Who does that money belong to? The woman claims it belongs to me. Husband says, I'm not sure who it belongs to. What are you, a guy's wife? The woman says it belongs to you. You're not sure if it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you. So get rid of it. Now, if we have, you know, that's not called the chazaka. The fact you're holding on to someone else's money doesn't make you a mukhzak. If I pick up your book, right, I'm a mukhzak. Not because I'm a mukhzak. If I claim it's my book, it's one thing. But if I don't claim it's my book, you say it's your book. And I say, I don't know. Maybe it's your book. So maybe yes, maybe no. So and why have I been holding on to it? That breaks my chazaka. I mean, basically, it takes me out of the picture.
Cheskas Marikama, doesn't it?
Not Cheskas Marikama. It's not Cheskas Marikama. And what the woman claims, the money is hers because it's owed to her. Manali Biyarpa. You owe me $100. That $100, you owe me. See that $100 in your wallet, then you owe me. And I say, well, I'm not sure. Maybe it's mine, maybe it's not mine. Any other day. So, given, you know, so in such a situation, we can't call that a chazaka. Maybe what Bari Bishema does is not to undermine, it's not to bring a positive raya, but rather to undermine the chazaka. Undermine the chazaka. Because though we have no chazaka, I'm not allowed to hold on to someone else's money without his permission. Maybe he's mine, it's a Safed Yezel. Safed Yezel, so that's what we find over here. I saw it quoted also in the name of the Chasam Sofer, but the Chasam Sofer is not in this volume, so I didn't go, I'm sorry, it was too late to look in his Kedushim, but But the Beis Yaakov takes it for granted. That's the second approach. Yes, I agree.
The Baal's head in the mission of his council in that case?
Yeah. What is he saying? He's saying, maybe I owe the money, maybe I don't prove it.
He's not saying I'm not sure if I owe the money. He's making a claim. He's only a shell of claim. But
what's his claim? Maybe yes, maybe no. Who says? Rabba Omer lo. Ki achelo erechti. And Tosas points out that even though the Gemara and the Niyat is Medayak in the low key, that's a bari, he can't say bari. I with Hashem. He says, no, maybe. Right? Maybe. Who says that what you see, your story is true? Maybe it happened before. So she says to him, maybe? Maybe yes, maybe no. So maybe you're holding on to my money. Right? That's already enough to break the chazaka. The bari v'shema doesn't bring about a positive bari, but breaks the chazaka. A third option, I mean, these options, I mean, when you learn the Sanachronim, so you see that the Soma Hid to the Achronim. So the third option is after Rei Matim to Rav Shimon Shkab, the Shari Yosha. So I'm not a bucket Shari Yosha, I'm not a bucket anything, but in the Shari Yosha, he's quoted by Rabbi Chanan Vasan. Rabbi Chanan agrees with him. At the end of Sha'arva, his Perek Yudches, he says as follows. He says, in a inyan zeh shabari v'shema, Roman son of Rakhi Yuko Toin Vegeta. Shahatoin Bari Shahatoin Bari Ta'anoso Adifa Lunyan Mama. Yavadai Laman Ramar Bari Vishema Bari Adif. Ema Begeder Birur. Not like the Yoshua wanted to say that we have over here a Birur. When Mikoshika Neva da Toin Shema Hushema Tok. Deno Yoko Leda. Ezo Koko Raglain Ladova Yesha Toin Emet. Rafa Mamon Hatana go remit la hazikba mamon mishiesho tana tofa vilasheni ain't lo tana. Namely, that we're not dealing over here with a viewer of MS or Shekhar. We're not dealing over here with a raya, like the Bnei Yeshua wants to say. Nor do we take away the fact that this fellow is a motzi. I mean, that's a fact, he's a motzi. And we can't simply undermine the concept of being motzi. But rather, we have an alternative track.
We have an alternative track. One track is Hamotin and Kamero Allah Haraya. And we have another track of Yilchos Kohen Vinitam. And that is that every Taina deserves a response. There's nothing so simple. Okay? Every Taina deserves a response. If I'm towing, Mishimita Rakhine and Hansi, what do you have to say about that? If I'm towing one of the Yorka, what do you have to say about that? And a Shema is not considered to be a valid response. Namely, that I have the right to demand a response. I have the right to demand either you accept my Taina or give me a counterclaim. And a Shema is not a counterclaim. And we have a world of Kohen Vajidon which parallels the world of Montevideo Haraya. I have a Taina. Come up with a counter Taina. If I have a Taina and you have a counter Taina, then we'll never pick up rights. I can one with the other. You can Lahada. Then we're back at stage one. Then we go back to a Muslim Kavera of Lama Raya. However, the moment I come with a claim and you don't come with a counter claim, so we don't even get into the world of a Muslim Kavera of Lama Raya. We have over here, I won with my Taina. In other words, first we have a debating society, and when the debating society, if I have my side and you have your side, then we move into a Moshe Nechadol Haraya. Or when the soul does, we move into Holkin. Masha Enkin, if I have a Taina, and you don't respond, you don't come with a Taina, I win. Not because, in other words, not saying that I have a Raya, this is not a proof that I'm correct, but I have the right to demand either you give it to my Taina or give it to my Taina. And if you have no counter Taina, that's already enough to win in the world of Mamanos. That's what the Shari Yosha says in his own unique manner. And Rebbe Chanan, not in our sugya, but in the previous sugya, in the Tesam Adays, and we'll see in a little while why he said it over there, says the same thing. Yitzif Kavlov, Jeho the Kolach Shol Ba'alvin Lahotzi B'Ta'ana Grega Below Raya. This is Eidus, it's not a din of Ne'emanus. This is we speak about Koach HaTaina. We do get to Migo. And I can't believe Koach HaTaina. She zoche b'ta'anato, keivan shechaveiro eino towing klum.
That itself is a TKO, or a KO, however you want. Okay? And that's a third way of understanding. That we don't have over here a rabbi like a Bnei Yeshua. We don't have over here an undermining of the world of Mosi, like according to the according to the Siyaka, we have Yisrael Gezel, Safi Gezel. But you can't have it, you're holding on to our potato, get rid of it. You're not about holding someone's money. But rather, we have over here a positive Kolach HaTa'ana, and the positive Kolach HaTa'ana, without the Ta'ana exists, that wins hands down. Yes, sir.
That's in every time.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Then if you have Bari, Bari, you have Shema and Shema. But the moment you have Bari with Shema, so we have a Deya, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huna, that's Bari Yadu. According to Rabbi Nachman, even if Bari with Shema, you say, I'm not going to have a Deya. In other words, you have to say that all these spirits that would say, I'm not all of Kanoi. Right? If Chazit is Chazor, Eidam Tomeya, but Olo, which is to be a Raya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Nachman, no. If we're undermining the Muzotus because of a Kriya Yisav HaGedel, that's a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. If we have such a Jew, we have such a Jew, Koach HaKaina, that's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Nachman disagrees. He says, even Bari Hashemah, we say, I'm not going to have a love of Raya. We don't say that you have to respond. You don't have to respond. I don't want to respond. Take the chance. I don't want to respond. I don't want to get involved. I don't want anything. Yes?
Including Mechalit gives you these types of shemas because in the Gemara.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll come to it. We'll come to a very good Gemara. Yes.
Certainly.
I mean, we're going to see that there are two basic nakaminas in terms of which approach we're taking. We're going to give four approaches, and then we'll see that there are at least two basic nakaminas in terms of which approach we're taking.
Is it coming up point to this that whenever we have like one way argument that we go back and then tell us that we're on the right?
That's what the point about Dalmar Bari Vishema Bari Vada. That's what he said.
It doesn't matter who's telling it doesn't make
sense. No. Okay, the fourth approach that on the side is like an added bond, a very, very powerful approach. But it does solve a lot of problems. And that is that we get into the world of Safek. Ma'am Hamud of the Safek, Hamud of the Safek. However, when you have a word of Shema, we have no Safek.
Who's the sheet is it?
It's, I saw it in the Kirka Sabrona, is that it? It's a big back volume. So I think it was around Poltora. And he said, I found it first, I'm looking for it because there's an article, there's a volume in memory of a Kanishna Lovitz, a Sefer Zikaron that came out in memory of Kanishna Lovitz, which is an article all the way into the body of Pitma Scheinberg on Bari Hashem. And he quotes what he calls five people from the Yachdomen. So he quotes the three that we mentioned, and of course the fourth one that I view is really a permutation of one of those that I mentioned already, so I'm going to say it over. And then he says, Shemati Bishem Godolefa. I heard the Shem Godolefa. I said, I hear you, Godolefa, probably. Must be somewhere. So anyway, so I found it in the that according to Rabun and Rabbi Yehuda, what they're saying is that if I am borrowing and you're Shema, that's not a little something. It's not a little something. What kind of something is there? I'm borrowing, you're Shema, that's not something. Only when you have a suffix, you say, Mama Namu told up the suffix token. This is not a suffix at all. And we have over here a borrower that it belongs to me, because otherwise, you know, why don't you answer? So this takes away the suffix. And you realize that's very, very radical. Say, so it's not even considered to be a suffix. I'm a Shema, not a suffix. That a Shema, I'm a Shema, not a suffix. A borrower in a Shema, that's how it is a suffix. So that's a matter of not one disagrees. Okay, so we have four sheetas. Why are we reading in these four sheetas? Because of a line in the Tosfos Rit. Tosfos Rit, after the section that we already saw, then continues and says, Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Lazar only in Ne'emenes, Perush, Va'afiva, Afiva, Leba'ala, Muteres. Afilu Rabala Muteris. Even though we have the Sugi of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, that's a case of Bari Ubari.
However, in other words, he says Pesach Pasua, he omer et lo, ki ela Pesach Sasam haya, makrisha, hasam ba'al ne'eman la'osra la v'asad din evshavi anashe chakitha di yisura. Aval hacha, yihi tana baru, u ba'al shema, muteres hi lo. Bi ne'emenes v'ako, hein li tok suvasa, hein li yom muteres lo. The Bari Hashem is not only halacha in the world of Mamonos, Bari Hashem also makes its way into the world of Isur the Heter. Bari Hashem also makes its way into the world of Isur the Heter. Right? Then always said, if the woman claims Bari Yamutin to you, and he says, Shema Yerizona, so Bari Hashem means she's Muteret. I we had the Sugi Homer Pesa Fatua, Neman Vosrela. That's in the case where he shall take it. That's in the case where he makhisha. Then Neman Vosrela. Then we had the Shabi Anache, and the Dakarat, the Sugi Homer, Bakule, Bakule. Then she, you know, then Asura, and she loses Exuva, the whole Kibbe Kabuto. However, when in a situation where she's the Bari and he's the Shema, she turns the tables. And she's the Bari and he's the Shema. Then, not only according to Manuel Lashina and then to get a Ksuva Matayim, not only for the Shema work in the world of Mamanas, it even works to say Muteret. To say that she's Muteret. A whole new world. Not only do we say Bari Hashem is Chaya, we also say it has ramifications to the world. And you said that, okay, so this is the black and white. I sent you to the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says this is a Machlokes Rishonim. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Ches, Hilchos Yisuri Via, Halacha Yud, points out that the Da, just speak to read his language. I'm sorry, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, how is this mission he's saying, Loki Elashul Erestu, how does that anything do with Isra'adar? I mean, he's saying that it was before even Erestin's act. He's not saying anything in terms of her status being Usher to him or not. She's claiming that it was during between Erestin and Musum, but his time has nothing to do.
His time is low. His time is low, namely that Mapitom to say Mishinitarasna enas. In other words, I found you to be a Bu'ula. I have no idea. All my Kadesh is saying, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. That's how it's going to say. It could be that you know, this is ramification in terms of Yitzuva of Nekaptos, that maybe you were Nenetta beforehand. It could be that you were Mezana Beratan. I don't know, you know, what happened. I'm simply coming and saying Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and that and let everything fall where it falls. So if we're dealing with an ancient spell, right? Then we have one suffix, and then it should bring about an Easter with an ancient Israel. And Akhenami of a space faker, it would be Muteret. But all that the Tosafot is pointing out is that even going back to the city over there, where he claims that maybe you were Zona, even going back over there, but if she would say Bari, if she would say, no, I was a Mesula all along, so then he wins. That's the Shavi Anachal. But if she were to be a Bari and he were to be a Shema, then no. In Akhenami, in our Mishnah itself, you're correct, he's giving a specific claim that only relates to the Tzuva. However, we can extrapolate from our Mishnah back to the other previous case. We didn't say what she said. What if she had claimed Nisarati Ne'enasti? So then, according to Tosfos Rid, she would be Ne'emenet. So the Rambam over there, Perak Yud, Halacha Yud, simply brings the Halacha of Kohen Shekidesh Gedola Ukitana. Akarkach Boaveh, the Tron, Matsa'a, Grusas Ish, Ne'etzrava Misafe, Shema Kodim Kedushin, Nivalo Akar Kedushin. Right? By the Israel, we have a stake staker. What would be, in that case, were she to be Toenet, Mukas Eitz, or Mishin Etzarasi Ne'enasti? The Das is a Magi Mishnah. The Shem Nisbarat Ha'isha, Ne'enet Rama Mukas Eitz, Ani, or Mishin Etzarasi Ne'enasti, Vinyan Mamon Atzuva. The Yeshman on the first from Shesovim who had been Liosa Neseres Alav Sheim Liosa Neseres Alav Sheim Ta'ana Bari Dover Hamatira Sheim Uteret the Lo Amru Ne'eman Yeshman Shehu had been Liosa Neseres Alav Sheim Ta'ana Bari Dover Hamatira Sheim Uteret And we say, we have no focus on it because it's written in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that it depends upon what she answers. The Rambam says that we don't apply, not that we should apply the din of Bar Yoshema to the din of Yisur Vehete. Bar Yoshema is a din in Mamanos, it's not a din of Yisur Vehete. The Mishnah Lamela quotes the Yerushalmi. He says we have a Yerushalmi like the Rambam. The Yerushalmi on our Mishnah says, would we say the same halacha also by Yisur Vehete? No. This is a din only in Ksuva, not in Yisur Vehete. So on one hand we have the Yerushalmi and the Rambam. On the other hand we have the Tosfos Reed. We look into the Rush. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it even more beferish than the Tosfos Reed by us. The Rush, Perek Aleph, Sif Yud Ches. Here the In my edition, it's two lines above. A few lines above where we have a parenthesis of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, "Ubeishis Yisrael me'amenet u'muteret on neishihi kohenet bari, v'hu kohen tana shema. Eni yodea in ba'ones in baratzon. Bari v'shema bari adim. Tach matzasi kasev v'shem v'shem Rabbeinu Yonah. V'ta'u talmida v'tosel v'shmo. Ki lo amra me olam, kevan deleke lachad sveika azinam lachumra, ubedibura lo mehemna. Namely, that basically it's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush at this point. But the Rush at this point says that's a rule in Mamanos. That's not a rule in the world of Yisur Vehetar. Yisur Vehetar goes according to Sveik deraisa lachumra, Sveik derabanam lachula, Sveik sveika deraisa lachumra. These are totally different worlds. So we have over here a machlokes Rishonim, we have over here a Yerushalmi, we have over here a question as to whether the world of Bar Yoshema applies only to Mamanos, or it applies also to the world of Yisur Vehete. What would you say? Should the world of Bar Yoshema apply to Yisur Vehete as well?
I guess it's totally the same.
Oh, it's totally, right?
That if we're dealing with Koach HaKaina, Koach HaKaina is only the world of Mamanos. This principle of Koach HaKaina, that's exactly what the Shari Yosher said.
That, you know, if he brings that in, that you may eat and just the body of Hashem, Allah Mashiach, and Rabbi Yoko is telling the Nitzan. The Vade, the Manna, the Vade, the Shem, the ain't nobody get a Birur. It's nothing to do with truth or not truth. Rabbi Mammon, Hatayna, Gorenet, the Hamzik, the Mammon. Avo, the Rure, the Easter, the Het, Emet, the Sheker, the Easter, the Hetter. Mam, Malcolm, we didn't borrow the Shema. What are you talking about? You know, it's
that borrower, that this is only given among us. If we're dealing with the world of Motzi, is this a Motzi or not a Motzi? That's also irrelevant to the world of Mamma. Right? The basic outcome kind of one were relevant to the world of Mamma. That way, we didn't know they're in that test. Nothing to do with the world of Isabeth. This is the world of Mamma. According to the Bnei Yehoshua, there already we can speak about the fact which riots are good in the world of Yisur Vehete and which riots are good in the world of Mamanos. Yitachen, maybe this Kazak, I mean, maybe that's also a riot in the world of Yisur Vehete. Maybe, in some direction, maybe, it would also help us in the world of Yisur Vehete. However, what the Birkat Avraham said, that we don't have a suffix, that's going to be almost in the world of Yisur Vehete. Right? That the principle is in suffix, you have suffix, suffix the rights of Humra, suffix the Rabbanu Lakula. But if we say Bar Yoshem is no suffix, so there's no suffix, so then she should be careful to her husband. Only when there's a suffix, she's a suitor. The moment that she's a borrower, we need the Shema. If we say that, that means there's no suffix, so then this happens. So depending as to which of these four approaches you take, do we have an alternate threat? Do we have an undermining of Moti? Do we have a riot? Or do we have a situation that's suffering? So according to two approaches, the borrower is only in the world of no one else. According to one approach, borrower, it's called a Kula. And according to the Nehoshua,
it's unclear because you know there are certain rites that work in each of the heter, other rites that work in mamonos. You can't necessarily agree from one to the other. So, the Shari Yosher, Shimon Shkaf says that he saw this question being raised by Rabbi Eliezer Gordon in what's the Talta Rosh Yeshiva, and the Talta Rosh Yeshiva wanted to say, Yalpinan Gavar Gavar Mimamon. Kamod de Bahani Mamon Boy Vashena, Kamod de Bahani Bisurin, Shal Gavar Shabeherba. Ian, they don't hear the Enai. What kind of Gavar Gavar? If you're doing the will of Ne'emanos, of Ishain, Eidim, Yoko Gavar, you want to do Ishain, Eidim, Ishain, that's one thing. This isn't a good Ne'emanos. It's not a different name on us, according to anyone. According to anyone, it's not a different name on us. Okay, very, very strange, very shallow. Yes?
It's not clear. It's the rush. Yeah. Is he understanding that on Yud Beis on Beis our Mishnah is it talking about Dafka Chosin Bas Gimel or can we learn any issues as well? Are we talking within one subject or Svek Svek?
If we have a Svek Svek, there's nothing to talk about.
So the whole Mishnah is only talking about Chosin Bas Gimel or our Ashes Kohen?
No. The Mishnah is talking about all women. All women have a question of mamonos. There are certain women who also would have a question of nefashos, of isur v'heter. There are certain women who have a question of isur v'heter. An Eishes Kohen has a question of isur v'heter. An Eish Yisrael, which is Tuchsion Gimel, has a question of isur v'heter. The question is, in those situations, does the din of our Mishnah apply also to isur v'heter? Would Rabbi Gamliel and in our Mishnah disagree? Or is it the Rabbi Gamliel and our Mishnah is that relevant to the sugi on Daftev? So there are Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid, Tosfos Rid, and Rabbeinu Yonah, sorry. Tosfos Rid and Rabbeinu Yonah say that our mission is relevant to the sugi over there on the festive days, and the same way that in situations where we'd have a Bari B'Shema that would give her the Matayim, if that Bari B'Shema would also exist in the world of Issa V'Heter, that she claims that she's Bari Muteret, and he says maybe a Rasura, then it should be Muteret. But that would only be according to this Gola level, right? Only this approach, or maybe this approach. But certainly not according to the approaches we began with, right, or the approaches set in the middle, approaches 2 and 3. That's one number, yes?
I think I saw that
the
Pinochet
said it was for the Sibbe Hatcher. Okay, fine. You said it could. Right. Said it could. That's all. I didn't say it can. Said it could. In other words, we pointed out when we said the Hatcher, we saw that there are Chazakos that tend to knock each other out. So, you know, it could. It's something that's relevant to the world. Yes. Whether he would actually say it, it says it, very fine. Yes? Excellent. So what you're pointing out is that all of these shitas we're going to have to deal with when we get to the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. But the question over there is that that's not the same as it's in the world of Issa V'Heter, right? In Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel when we're dealing with what Mati Dosha Mablan has said, but we can distinguish perhaps between the world of Kashrus Tzul Kohen and the world of as to whether this Isha is a Surah to her husband. Okay, and we're going to get to that as well. In other words, we're starting off with the Havamina of the Gemara. We're starting with the Havamina that everything is built on Bari Vashema. Where we're going to move to, so we'll see that it doesn't appear that the Gemara changes from the Havamina, but the Gemara seems to get at Siru. Bari Vashema may be Lag Bari Yadu, but our Mishnah is Bari plus Amigo. Bari plus a chazaka. We have to discuss what kind of tziruf is that. Bari v'shema, lav bari yad. Migo v'hotzi, lo amina. All of a sudden, you take a bari which doesn't work, and a migo which doesn't work, and put the two of them together and they work. You know, like that's also under your shame. You have, what kind of tziruf do we have over here between the migo and the bari, or between the migo and the chazaka? Okay, but this is it. So in terms of the theories, the options within Bari v'shema, there are four different options, and the nafkamina would this be a rule only in the world of mamonos? It could apply to Issa v'Heter as well. Okay. Next nafkamina. We have over here a Tosfos Rabuna. Tosfos begins with a citing in terms of Shavuot, you're talking about Halishav and Shavuot, that's really not, don't want to get involved currently. Just mentions in terms of the drushes of Sugya. But then he gets into when the Tosfos widens, it gets into a much more basic question, and that is the physiologic consistency within Rabbi Yehuda. In our sugya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bari Hashem, Bari Yodim. And when in the Gemara Daf Nagov Marala, we have a mazik and a nizak. And the nizak says, Bari, that your shore was nogeach my shore. And the mazik says, maybe yes, maybe no. You have a Bari Hashema. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamotzi Mechaveiro Olam Haraya. There he agrees with Rav Nachman. What's going on? What's going on? So Tosfos distinguishes between the cases. Yeshlamar Dehasan Bari Garua Veshema Tov. And our case is a Bari Tov Veshema. Hasan Bari Garua Veshema Tov. Masha'en Kain, the situation of Manali Diyarkal and Yodea, that's a Bari Tov and a Shema Garua. And where do we apply the rule of Bari Shem Bari Adit and a Bari Tov Veshema Garua? Masha'en Kain, if we have a Bari Garua Veshema Tov, we don't apply the rule. Right? That's what it says. The Hasan Bari Garua Veshema Tov. Rufi Shah Mazik, Boha Yasham, Tawain Zebari, Veshema de Mazik Tovu, Gohadel Lameda, Ava Manali Biyarka, Habari Tov. Hashem Garua, Hadal Yereda, Yichaya, Vivlov. And then, of course, this raises the kasha on our Mishnah. That our Mishnah, Lachor, is more similar to the case of the Mazik and the Nizak than the case of Manali Biyarka, and he answers what he answers.
The Tosfos gives a rule that in order to create a Bari Hashem we have a situation of a Bari Tov and Hashem Garua. This creates a Bari Hashem and Bari Yod. And what's a Bari Tov? What does it mean to be a Bari Tov? What does it mean to be Shem Garua? You're the justice? Okay, stop over here. So, look into the Tosfos.
And Tosfos himself explains, what's a Bari Garua and what's a Shem Tov?
That's A. B, but there's a Hakira of Ramon Basim. That is in Kovach Yurim in Baba Basra, paragraph Tav Samach Ches. Basically, he wants to know why does this win? Why does Bari Tov Hashem Garua, why does the combination win? Is it because of the Bari Tov or because of the Hashem Garua? I mean, which of these two sides is the more important one? What if you have a case of Bari Tov Hashem Garua? What if you have such a combination? What if you have a case of Bari Garua and Shema Garua? What over here is easier and what over here is the tough? What over here turns this into a Bari Shema Bari of it? So, what I'm going to do is look into all of that and apply it to, or the color, it should be conditional on our approaches. And if we look on seeing Bari Shema Bari of it according to approach A, B, C, D, then we should come out in terms of different values given to the Bari and to the Shema. So that we'll start with next time. And then I thank you to Tosfos on the Sadi Zayin on the days. The Tosfos will be a parallel to our Tosfos, to the Master Rabuna, where Tosfos over there, Lachora, solves Rabbi Elchanan's problem. And one of the cases he gives over there in Tosfos, Lachora would answer this question. Rabbi Elchanan leaves it as the Hakir. He doesn't, as I recall, because it leaves it up in the air.
Thank you.
sorry, it's Tafsa on Ava. Not Tafsa on Ches, Tafsa on Ava. Tafsa with those words. He says, what can you do? I did not really do it. I agree with you, yeah. Okay. So we'll see Matav Samach Aleph. So that we'll start with. And then, in Yiras Hashem, we'll move into the sugya of the Tziruf of the Migo to the Bari, the Tziruf of the Chazaka to the Bari. Over here, those who want to can look in Kolei Migo of the Shach in Siman Pei Dei in the Parsha Mishpat. After Siman Pei Dei, the Shach has a Kolei Migo. So he relates to our problem in two paragraphs there. He relates to it in paragraph Aleph and in paragraph Tesvav. The Nesivas over there relates to it in paragraph Aleph. And in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's in the same volume, of Parsha Mishpat Chelek Beis. Kuf Lamed Gimel, the last Ksos and the last Nesivas of Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel also relate to this question of the combination of the Migo and the Bari. Okay, so we'll start with that. I'll probably finish with that. Okay, so I'd like to, you know, if we can get up to the next Mishnah, I'll finish up with Gimel Menalev next time. And then, of course, we'll look, you know, as a Tosfos read on the Gemara, in terms of what other options are there for the Machlokes, Rabban Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua back in the Mishnah. So, yeah. So that's pretty much on the page. Okay, just a word about the parasha. Oh, I didn't put up a notice yet, but it's not good to notice that on Rav Shepard Yimshi tomorrow, Yiras Hashem, not tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon. Unfortunately, those who know Rabbi Farber, Jeff Farber, his mother passed away, Rabbi, 6 o'clock in Beit Shemesh this afternoon. And on Thursday at lunchtime, Rabbi Schechter from Boston, Yaakov Yosef Schechter, will be coming to here to the yeshiva to present the program. He's starting a new program from his Salvation Institute in the Maimonides School of teacher training, where there would be the theory that would be given by the Maimonides Institute, and there would be a sort of a stage in the apprenticeship in the Maimonides School with a very, very generous stipend. And they're looking for a certain number of excellent student teachers to take advantage of the program. People who have no teaching experience but would like to get the teaching experience under a framework of direction. And so anyone who's interested, you can speak to Aaron Vick, to Adam Bayer, in terms of details. And I'll put up a notice, it should be during lunch on Thursday.
Hey, Aaron, you can sign.
Okay, so it'd be hard to speak in that detail. They said he spoke to a number of individuals, he speak to everyone, so I'll put up a notice, and those who are interested, is a very, very special individual, got to hear him speaking if you're not interested in the program, but basically he's coming to speak about this option. Thank you very much for the waiting. Okay, I said something at the question. After the Shira, there is a whole list of complaints of Klal Yisrael. They complain about the water being bitter, they complain about not having water, not having food, not having bread, not having this, not having that. Within all the complaints, there's one pasuk that appears to be a bit out of place. The last pasuk of Perek Tesvav says, "Vayavo Elima, v'sham shteimesrei not manim shivim tamarim, v'yachamisham al hamayim." Then vayisume elim, vayavo, etc., etc. No complaints, no nothing. Just that they got to a certain place,